Today on MyFM, we're profiling hidden gems in our community. Gems like Susan Fleming, a longtime fixture with our local Scouts programs. Susan, thank you so much for your time today. And I guess just to get us started, what is your official title with our Scouts?
I am First Renfrew Group Commissioner. Also, I am a beaver leader / cub leader. We work together.
And how long have you been with the Scouts?
This is my 31st year. Just going into my 31st year.
Is that whole time in Renfrew?
No, I was in Beechburg. And when my family moved to Renfrew, we came along. I stayed back, I'd go back in the evenings to help Beechburg out until they can get some leaders.
And over the last 31 years, I understand that you've developed quite the fan club of sorts, made up mostly of former members, their parents as well. Do you see people on the street that you used to be a scout leader for, like years down the line? What's that like?
I have a lot of youth. I say they're youth, they might be in their early 20s. And they'll say to me, did you used to do scouting? Was your name Bubbles? I remember you as a leader. Do you remember me? And I said, my beavers never shaved and they never drank, so I'm not sure if I remember you or not.
And I have to imagine after 31 years, you're not only dealing with just one member of a family, but their siblings as well, and maybe even a different generation in that same family.
Definitely. We've had a few that joined up. The older brother would join up, so then the younger sister or younger brother would join as well. And then we noticed that the younger one, by June, they've pulled right out and they're ahead. They're doing things on their own and making us very proud.
Just hearing you say it, it really does sound like that never gets old for you. You know, people 10 to 15 years down the line, seeing you in a crowd, pointing you out and saying, "That's Sue Fleming. That is so cool. That must feel really good."
Exactly. It makes me feel very excited to be in Renfrew.
And before we go too much deeper into Scouts, I also understand that you were part of the Girl Guides for a long time as well. What happened to take you out of Girl Guides and make you want to focus on cubs and beavers?
Yes, I was a Girl Guide leader for 11 years, and the paperwork got to be so hectic, everything had to go through Toronto. If your child was going to a camp, you had to pay two or three months in advance. But then if they got sick the night before, right now with our group, because we look after our own finances, we could say, okay, you don't have to pay for Johnny tonight because he's not coming to camp. But for the Girl Guides, because they have to deal with everything in Toronto, they can't give your money back.
Learning more about you ahead of this interview, the idea of the glue of the group. People have told me that you are kind of the person who's keeping our local Scouts groups together. Do you see yourself that way?
I don't think of it that way. As anything else, as long as you have the great support and other helpers that have the same mindset as you. We're going to do this and we're going to keep it going. We're going to move on. That's my feeling on it.
And speaking of moving forward, the COVID-19 pandemic really caused a lot of issues for local programs, local initiatives, and the Scouts were no different. Tell us about some of the struggles that Scouts had during the past couple of years.
Yes, we were shut down. We could have meetings outside, but having beavers, the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, you don't want them outside at 7 o'clock at night in the middle of November. So we just decided to fold up, just to close up for that time. And then we opened up and then we were shut down again. And then our scout camp got closed as well. So we have a few more things to do with that before we get to open up the scout camp. So hopefully by September, we could be out at Herds Lake camping again.
So we're already looking ahead to September for next year. How much planning goes into a scout group's activities?
It's depending on how organized you are and with the help you get. And I do get a lot of help from the other leaders. So we do a planning stage and we get it all planned up, hopefully till about 2 months. So we're just getting ready to do another planning stage to get whatever crafts, any activities or anything that we're going to do.
And if there's one big plan that Renfrew Scouts are trying to get done ahead of time, what is it?
To get our scout camp opened. We have some great leaders that are working at that, and we're excited to be able to get it going next year and to be able to be outside with the youth. They keep on saying they want everybody outside, but we have no place to go. This way we'll have. So hopefully some of the young ones out there that are looking for something to do will want to jump aboard this year as well.
And as our local scout programs get into the full swing of things, if there is someone who would like to sign their child up, what should they do?
They would have to go to myscouts.ca and do the paperwork, and then they will pass their name on to me. Or some people have gone to the Legion, because the Legion is the scouting sponsor for Renfrew, and they've passed the name on to me as well.
Well, okay. We've been speaking with Sue Fleming, a long-standing figure with our local Scouts programs, absolutely a hidden gem in our community, who has done so much to keep those lights running. Sue, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
And remember, you can get a complete list of our hidden gems at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Case Egan. Thanks for listening.